Hi everybody, this is another audio mo. So I find myself in a park, my local park, lying on the grass as it's a sunny, warm day. The dogs are running around to Avi, having just eaten their customary apple. And it's the night after the general election. I stayed up quite late till about 4 o'clock, listening with interest. But maybe I'm strange, but I don't listen for the politics. I listen because I find it intriguing to hear these places given the results. These strange little quaint and interesting little village halls and church halls all over the country. I just enjoy the notion of people drinking tea and eating sandwiches and staying up till very late counting votes, and politicians and their supporters huddled in darkened corners in these locations all over the country. Some in cities, some in towns, some in villages, some in hamlets, some in the middle of windswept countryside, some near lochs, some near moors, some near mountains, some near hills, some near lakes. I quite like that. I listen because of it fires my imagination, and I find it intriguing that some returning officer from some place I've never heard of is doing their thing at 3 a.m. I just find that, I don't know, it just touches me in a strange kind of way. Politics itself, well, we're yet to really know what's happened. I mean, we know that Labour did better than they expected, and the Conservatives did worse than they expected, but we don't, excuse me, yet know what will happen regarding who's going to make a parliament and who's going to be on the parliament. And we don't know if Theresa May is going to try to do a deal with the Irish, so we'll see. Anyway, that's really what I have to say. I don't want to get into the politics because I'm not knowledgeable at all about politics. I'm just as knowledgeable as everyone else, and everyone else seems to become experts as soon as I read a few Facebook posts. But I'm not an expert. I'm just you know, me. So there we are. That's my thought for the day on the 9th of June 2017. And just behind me is Avonage Hall, where votes were cast yesterday. So yeah, that's all I have to say.